This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen. Was Salatu Was Salamu Ala Rasulihil Kareem. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد باب المراقبة قال الله تعالى الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين وقال تعالى وهو معكم أينما كنتم وقال تعالى إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وقال تعالى إن ربك لبالمرصاد وقال تعالى يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. This is the fifth chapter of the book Riyadu Salihin. And Imam al-Nabawi, the author of the book, rahimahullah, has given this chapter the heading as al-muraqabah. Muraqaba means watchfulness. And what he means by this chapter is that we must firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. This belief and the certainty and the yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, this is something that has many benefits. First and foremost, it is part of our belief, it is part of our iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Secondly, when you have this consciousness of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, when you are conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, when you are mindful of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, then this is something that keeps you going and it keeps you continue the worship of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. And you keep worshipping Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram on a regular basis, and it motivates you so that you remain dutiful to your Creator, Allah Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. Because once you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you all the time, and it leads you to the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold you to an account on the day of judgment with regards to your statements and your actions. And thirdly, this consciousness of Allah Dhul Jalal Wal Ikram increases your khushu in the worship of Allah Dhul Jalal Wal Ikram. For example, you are standing before Allah in your salah, and if you are fully conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have in your mind that you are standing before Allah facing the Qibla and you have placed your hands and you have started your salah by saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, and you have started your worship, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have in your mind that Allah is watching you, then you will try your best to keep your thoughts within salah. And it will enable you to concentrate and focus on your salah, on the worship. And unfortunately, many of us, we struggle. When we stand in our salah, when we stand before Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram in salah, we struggle with our thoughts. And we cannot focus, we cannot concentrate, hence we cannot attain that khushur and that peace and tranquility that we should have when we stand before Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. And one of the many reasons is that we are not fully conscious of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. We are not fully there. Although we are believer, as a believer, we do believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. But how many of us actually and truly are conscious at that point when you are standing before Allah in Qiyam, when you are bowing down, when you make ruku, and when you place your forehead on the floor, when you prostrate? How many of us actually at that point believe or we are conscious that Allah is directly watching us? That is why Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted the very first ayah, or actually two ayat in this chapter, as Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah does at the beginning of each chapter. Before quoting the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brings some ayat relevant to the chapter at the beginning. The very first two ayat that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted here is are the ayat from Surah Ash-Shu'ara, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directly addressing his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. Put your trust on the mighty, almighty, and the most merciful, the one who has all the power, and he is almighty, and he is the most merciful. He has power, yet he is most merciful. Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim. And then in the following ayah, Allah says, Alladhi yaraka hina taqoom. Put your trust on your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, your Provider, the Almighty, the Most Merciful. Alladhi yaraka hina taqoom. The one who watches you, the one who sees you when you stand before him. When you are standing in the position of Qiyam, he is watching you. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And he also watches you when you make your movements amongst those who prostrate before him, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mainly with the advice that tawakkal. Put your trust in Allah. Bear in mind that you are connected to your Lord, the one who is almighty, and he is all merciful, and he is sufficient for you, and he watches you. Whenever you stand before him, he watches you. And in this ayah, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ, the one who watches you when you stand before him, this ayah shows the importance of Qiyam. And the scholars have said that obviously in Salah, every single position and every single movement within Salah is very, very important. But there are levels and ranks. And the position of Qiyam is afdal, is the most important and is the best position within your salah. Although there are other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that highlight the position of sujood. But the scholars have said qiyam is better, is more important, is greater position than sujood. Why? There are a number of reasons. One of them is that when we do our qiyam, when we stand in our salah, what do? We read Quran. We recite Quran. And particularly, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La salata liman lam yaqra' bi fatihatil kitab. The one who does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha, his salah is not valid. Your rak'ah is not valid if you do not recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha is called Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. And the scholars have said the Surah Al-Fatiha has been given this status and this importance because it is seen as the summary of the whole Quran. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Surah Al-Fatiha within the Quran as Al-Quran Al-Azim. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we gave you 7 verses that are repeated every day, regularly, constantly. وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ, and we gave you the great Quran. And the Mufassirun have said the great Quran in this particular ayah refers to Surah Al-Fatiha. So, Ummul Quran, Ummul Kitab, Fatihatul Kitab, you have to recite in every single rak'ah. Whereas in sujood, obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to make dua. But unfortunately, we, or many of us, we believe that the best position within salah is the sujood. And this is also the reason that many of us, we do not really pay attention or we do not try to concentrate while we are standing before Allah in the position of qiyam or ruku. We say, we believe that the best position is sujood, so let's wait for sujood when I go into sujood so that I can make dua to Allah. What about reciting the Quran? Is in Surah Al-Fatiha a dua? The best dua Allah has taught us within Surah Al-Fatiha. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So, in the position of qiyam, you recite Al-Qur'an, you recite Qur'an. And also, while reciting Qur'an, you also make dua. Whereas in sujood, you can make only dua. And it is haram to recite Qur'an while in the state, in the position of sujood. You can't read Qur'an. It is prohibited. You can't read Qur'an in sujood and in ruku'. But in Qiyam, you are reading Quran and you are also making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can even make dua other than Quran, other than recitation of the Quran, you can make dua while standing. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do sometime in Qunut. And this is what we do in our Salatul Witr. So the point here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mention of the qiyam first and then sujood. Yes, sujood had its own importance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person is in the position of sujood, he is closest to his Lord, Allahul Jalali wal Ikram. So that is why the scholars have said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of two important positions of the salah in these ayat, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see us or watch us only in salah or other than salah? Obviously other than salah as well. He is watching us all the time. But here particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the qiyam and sujood. And there is great lesson for us that if you master the consciousness of Allah Dhul Jalal wal Ikram in your salah, then it will have greater impact on your daily routine. But if you fail to believe or even demonstrate that you truly believe that Allah is watching you while you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are offering your salah, if you cannot have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah, then other than salah or outside of salah, it will be very difficult for you to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there is in this ayah, there is also solution for us. If we all truly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, and if you truly want to be mindful of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, then the only solution is to concentrate on our salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is why he said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. As we are going to go through this very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on. So anyway, so this is what Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah has meant here, al-muraqabah. watchfulness of Allah Dhul Jalali Ul Ikram. Bear in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Hadid, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. If you are in the masjid, He is with you. He is watching you. You are under His supervision. هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you are, you cannot hide yourself from Him. Dhul Jalal Yukram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rahman, Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-ins, in istata'atum an tanfudu min aqtari samawati wal-ardi fanfudu, la tanfuduna illa bisultan. O jinn and ins, jinn kind and mankind, in istata'atum, if you have any ability, an tanfudu min aqtari samawati wal-ardi, to flee and escape from the, if you have any ability to escape and flee from this earth or from underneath the heaven, the sky, fanfudu, then try your best to do so. La tanfuduna illa bi sultan. You can never ever escape and you can never flee. Because He subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And when we say وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, wherever you are, it does not mean, unfortunately, as some deviant sects have misunderstood this ayah, that Allah is everywhere. There is great difference between two statements. The belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His divine essence, He Dhul Jalal Ikram, is above the seven heavens, above His throne. As He has clearly said in the Quran in seven different verses, Istawa al Arsh, He is upon His throne, and His throne is above the seventh heaven. Yet He is with us. And this is the difference between Al Khaliq and Makhluq. The creator and the one who is created. Because if you are here, you cannot be in the car park. Because you cannot see, you do not have the knowledge of what is going on behind this wall. But this is not the case with Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. Although He subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His throne, yet He is with us. And when we look at those statements, both of these statements, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His throne and He is with us, we should never be trying to compare Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram with us. And unfortunately, the problem comes and the deviation in the aqidah and belief comes when people start comparing Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram with the creation. Whereas the principle is set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Yadullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hand, never ever try to imagine that Allah's hand is similar to the hand of the human being. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. And this is something when people try to compare Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, or they try to imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they end up rejecting the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. He is watching you. And you are under His control. You are under His supervision. This is what Iman teaches us. Al-Muraqabah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram also said in Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Verily, nothing can hide in the earth or in the heavens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Allah Dhul Jalal Ul Ikram. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily, your Lord is on the watch. He is watchful. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows and He is fully aware of the treasury of the eyes as well as what the chest and the hearts conceal. You do not know what is in your heart, but He knows. Allamul Ghuyub, Alimum Bidati Sudur. You do not know what you are going to do tomorrow. You do not know what is going to happen to you tomorrow, but He knows. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah, at the end of Surah Luqman, great Surah, in which Luqman gave advice to his son. And he advised him with many useful pieces of advice, and one of them was, Ya Bunay, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ Ya Bunay, O my dear son, remember and believe and know, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ Your action, your deeds, whether good or bad, your statements, good or bad, whatever you do, good or bad, إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ If it is as small as the mustard seed, فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ And you try to do it while hiding yourself inside a rock, in the cave, أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ Or anywhere in the space, أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Or on this earth, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ Allah will bring forth, Allah will bring it forth on the day of judgment. Anything that you say, anything that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed two angels on you, those who are recording everything. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ We have created insan. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ And we are fully aware of what his own self whispers him. Whatever thoughts you have in your mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them. And then in the following ayah, Allah says, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ We have appointed two angels who obtain all the information and they receive and they record everything. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Insan does not utter anything except that there is a watchful angel with him, the one who is recording everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he explained, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Every one of us, we have two angels appointed in him. Two angels who descend from the heavens every single morning at the time of Salatul Fajr, at the Fajr time. And they remain with you until Asr time. And then these two angels go back, and then another two angels descend, and they remain with you from Asr until next morning, until next Fajr. So in reality, you have four angels appointed on you. In turn, two of them, they come at the time of Fajr and the other two at the time of Asr. Ask yourself, my dear brother and sister in Islam, what if those angels descend at the time of Fajr and you are still asleep? What are they going to record for you? And by the time of Asr, they're going to go back and they will present your record to Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. Then the question is, what is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed these two angels on us, those who are recording everything? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the answer in the Quran. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا Allah says on the day of judgment we'll bring forth a book full book you will have nowadays we have Facebook okay But on the day of judgment, you will have that book. The book, your life book. Everything that you have done in this dunya, whatever you have uttered, whatever you have done in this dunya, good or bad, everything will be open before you. And Allah will say, Iqra kitabak. Before we make any decision on you, Iqra kitabak. You read your own book. Read it. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Today in the dunya, you could not hold yourself to an account, but today you should be able to hold yourself to an account. Read this book. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa wudi'a al-kitab. That book will be open and it will be placed wide open. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. The criminals, you will see them frightened and scared because of what has been recorded in that book. وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. They will look at their book, at their record, and they will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It did not leave anything major or minor except it has recorded it. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And whatever they have done in this dunya, they will see it present day and recorded in that book. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish a hujjah, an evidence, so that, as Allah said in the Quran, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human beings in such a nature that he always argues. He always argues. Although you believe, as a believer, as a Muslim, you know that Allah is watching you. But this possibility, there was possibility that if there was nothing recorded and written, you may argue on the day of judgment, oh Allah, I did not do so. And Allah will present that whole book before you so that you have no way to escape and flee or even refuse. And you will have to acknowledge and admit. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimun bidhati sudur. He knows whatever is within your chest and within your heart. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this belief and this consciousness of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram is something that keeps a person on the straight path and keeps the person firm and steadfast. As soon as shaitan makes you neglect this reality that Allah is watching you, you will be tricked by shaitan. And shaitan will lead you astray. Just imagine when you are about to commit a sin, you are about to lie, you are about to backbite, when you are about to commit zina or steal or cheat or do anything haram. Just imagine if you were to be conscious of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, would you still do it? No. You would not do it. You will refrain. You will try to prevent yourself from committing sins. So, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you all the time, this is one of the greatest qualities if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you. That is why Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted these ayat at the beginning of this chapter. And then after this, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted the hadith, the very famous hadith that is reported by many muhaddithin, including Imam Muslim rahimahullah, on the authority of Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this hadith is called Hadith of Jibreel, the Hadith of Jibreel, a long hadith, but there are many, many lessons in this hadith. The hadith begins as Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates. He says, بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ جُلُوسٌ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Once we were sitting around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering, إِذْ طَلَعَ عَلَيْنَا رَجُلٌ شَدِيدُ بَيَاضِ الثِّيَابِ شَدِيدُ سَوَادِ الشَّعَرِ. That all of a sudden a man appeared and he had severe white clothes on him and he had severe black hair, and he was completely strange to us. We never saw this man before. لَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السَّفَرُ. We could not see any traces of the journey or traveling on him. وَلَا يَعْرِفُهُ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ. And none of us companions knew this individual. حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He came into the gathering and he sat right before, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. And he placed his knees against the knees, and he leaned his knees against the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ. And he placed his both palms, his both hands on his thighs. And then he said, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam. O Muhammad, inform me about Islam. What is Islam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah. Islam is that you testify and you bear witness that none is worthy of worship except Allah dhul jalal yukram, and also that you bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger, and you establish the salah, and you pay zakah, وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَان, and you fast during the month of Ramadan, وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, and that you offer hajj if you have the means to go there. Obviously, these are the five pillars of Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him that this is Islam. He said, صَدَقْت. This individual, the one who asked the question, he said, صَدَقْت, you have spoken truth. فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُ. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, when he said to the Prophet ﷺ that you have spoken truth, that we were surprised that he is the one who asked the question, and now he is confirming that the Prophet ﷺ has spoken truth. Then he asked the second question. He said, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me about Iman. What is Iman? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman is that you believe in Allah, you believe in the angels, in the divine books, in the messengers of Allah, in the last day, and you believe in the decree of Allah dhul jalal yukram, in its good and its evil. He again said, Sadaqt, you have spoken truth. We were again surprised that he asked a question and then he confirms. Then he said, he asked the third question, Akhbirni anil ihsan. Inform me about ihsan. What is ihsan? It is very hard to translate the word ihsan in one single word in English language or any other language. Ihsan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined it, and this is the true definition of ihsan. Sometimes it is translated as excellence, or ihsan is also translated as being kind and gentleness and kindness. And all these words are used in order to explain the word ihsan. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained it. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has defined it as, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Pay attention to these words. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you are watching him, as if you are seeing Allah. Subhanallah, this is the greatest level, highest level. There is no level beyond this. This is the highest level. That is why Allah said, Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those who have ihsan. Rasulullah sallallahu said, An ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara. You worship Allah as if you are seeing him. Then he said, Fa illam takun tarahu fa innahu yara. Although you cannot see him, and this is our belief. This is another thing that we bear in mind as part of our aqidah, part of our iman, that no human being has the ability or had the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this sight. But on the other hand, we also believe that the believers will be blessed by seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has confirmed, and in fact Allah has also promised us in the Quran, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. Allah says, for the people of paradise, for the people of Jannah, they will have whatever they will desire. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, and we have for them something additional. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the tafsir, and he said, additional is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayah in Surah Yunus, Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً, for those who demonstrate ihsan, the same word ihsan, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, those who excelled, those who were excellent when it came to the akhlaq, when it came to performing salah, when it came to fasting during the month of Ramadan, when it came to giving the way of Allah, when it came to performing hajj, when it came to reciting Quran, when it came to making dua, when it came to remember Allah, they were excellent. They would try their best to be excellent in performing the good deeds. They were excellent believers. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, those who demonstrated and practiced ihsan, for them is what? Husna. And husna is one of the names of Jannah. Those who excelled in this dunya, for them is the excellent reward, which is Jannah. وَزِيَادَةً, and something additional. And additional is seeing Allah. Just imagine, you worship Allah Dhul Jalal wa Ikram. You offer your 5 daily prayers. Why? In order to please your Creator. In order to obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to thank Him Dhul Jalal wa Ikram. In order to seek His protection. In order for Him to continue guiding you towards a straight path. That is why you offer your 5 daily prayers. People mock you. People make fun of you. People laugh at you. But you remain patient. You remain firm, steadfast for His sake, for His pleasure, believing that you are going to be rewarded Jannah by Him Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. And now you have completed your journey of this dunya, and today is the day of judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you with paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you the entry into paradise. Once you have settled in paradise, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel who will call the people of paradise, and he will say, Inna lakum indallahi maw'idan yuridu an yunjizakumu. O people of paradise, gather together in a spacious and wide valley within paradise, because your Lord has instructed you and has called you to get together. All the people of paradise will get together in that valley, and then they will hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking them, Oh my slaves, desire whatever you want to desire. The people of paradise will say, Oh Allah, what can we desire? What can we wish? What can we ask? You have given us paradise. Allah will say, ask whatever you want to ask. People of paradise will say, Alam tubayyid wujuhana, alam tuthaqqil mawazinana. Allah, have you not brightened our faces? Have you not made our scales heavy? So that you allowed us to enter into paradise. So we are here. We cannot desire anything more than this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them again. Ask whatever you want to ask. They will ask, Oh Allah, we want you to be pleased with us. And Allah will say, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, wala askhatu alaykum abada. I promise that I will remain pleased with you forever, and I will never ever get angry at you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, O people of paradise, ask more. You'll say, O Allah, what else can we ask? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the veil and the barriers between Him, Dhul Jalal Ikram, and the people of paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the people of Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, one of the nights when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions, he asked them, "Oh, my dear companions, do you see this bright white moon, the full moon?" They said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "By Allah, you will see Allah like this moon very clearly without any difficulty in paradise. And when the people of paradise will see Allah dhul jalal ikram, it will increase them in their beauty. And then when they will go back to their houses, their wives will say, 'What happened to you that you have increased in your beauty?' And they will reply that, 'Today we have seen our Lord dhul jalal wal ikram.'" And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The people of paradise will never enjoy anything better in paradise than seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reward for those who have ihsan." This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Al-ihsan is an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. You stand in your salah, you worship Allah, bear in mind, being conscious of Allah, believing that you are watching, you are seeing Allah, although you cannot see Allah with your eyes in this dunya, but فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. But He is definitely watching you. He is seeing you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked further questions by this individual. And he asked, "Akhbirni anis sa'a, inform me about the last hour, about qiyamah." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Mal mas'oolu anha bi'alama min as-sa'il." The one who is asked, the one who is questioned, has no more knowledge than the one who has asked this question. Meaning, I have no knowledge, I have no more knowledge than you. And then he asked him, he said, "Akhbirni an amaratiha." Okay, if you do not know when the last hour is going to happen and when it is going to be established, then at least inform me about the signs of the last hour. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Antalid al-amatu rabbataha." One of the signs of the hour is that the slave woman will give birth to her mistress or her master. And the scholars have explained this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different ways. And one of them is that the time will come that the children will have full control over their own parents. The father and mother will not be able to make any decision without the permission of their children. And to a certain extent, we are seeing today within our community, within our society, amongst the Muslims, the children, they are very, very reluctant to accept the decision of the parents or to even obey them or to even respect them. Although after Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest rights you have on you are the rights of your parents. Even if they are disbelievers, even if they are kuffar, even if they commit shirk with Allah, you as a child, as a son and daughter, you are not allowed to disobey them. And this is what Allah has instructed you in the Quran. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If your parents ask you to commit shirk with Allah dhul jalal ikram, then do not obey them in this particular matter. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But when it comes to the worldly matters, you must be kind and dutiful to your disbeliever parents. What about the believing parents? نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. This is one of the greatest sins one of the greatest sins that we see within our community. The children do not try, they do not want to obey their parents. As soon as the child, as soon as the son and daughter reach the age of puberty or teenage, they consider themselves to be men and women, and they don't want to listen to their parents. And to a certain extent, this is, as Rasulullah said, this is something that shows and proves that Rasulullah has spoken truth. أَنْتَرِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. The mother will give birth to her master, and the son will become master, and she will become a slave to her own son. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So this is one of the signs of the last hour. And then he saw Salam also said, وَأَنْتَرَ الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاءَ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. He, Salam said, you will see and witness that the barefooted and naked, poor, the shepherd, those who had nothing, the time will come, the very same people or their offspring, they will try to compete one another on building tall towers and high buildings. Although some people do not like this, but this is something that is very, very clear nowadays in Arab world. If you go just over 100 years, or less than 100 years ago, okay, those people, they were very poor, living in desert, having nothing, barefooted, bare minimum to cover their bodies. And now they, the same people or their offspring, they are trying to compete one another in constructing and erecting the tall buildings. One says that this is 110 stories, the other one say, now we are going to build 140 stories. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. This is one of the signs of the last hour. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, ثُمَّ انطلق. Then this individual, the one who was asking all these questions, he departed, he left. فَلَبِثْتُ مَلِيَّا. He says that after he left, I remained in the gathering for a short while. ثم قال, then the Prophet ﷺ asked me, he said, Ya Umar, atadri masail, O Umar, do you know who this questioner was? Who was this individual who was asking this question? Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and who replied, he said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam, Allah and his messenger ﷺ know better. Because we never saw this individual before this day. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلُ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. It was Jibreel alayhi salam who appeared in the form of a man. He came so that he can teach you your religion. That is why the scholars have said this hadith comprises and consists of all the basic elements of the religion. So this hadith is kind of full religion. It covers everything. It covers your akhlaq, it covers your ibadah, it covers your belief, it covers all the pillars of Islam. Everything is covered within this hadith. And that is why the scholars have written books on this hadith. Particular books. In this one hadith, one of them was a muhaddith from Pakistan who passed away, Sheikh Zubair Ali Zayi, rahimahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon his grave. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him immensely and highly. He has written a book on this hadith, a full book called The Explanation of the Hadith of Jibreel. And I will advise you to get that book. It is translated in Arabic. Originally he wrote in Urdu, and I think it is translated in Arabic, or probably he himself wrote in Arabic. But there are other books. Other scholars have written the books on this hadith, Hadith Jibreel. And I think, I'm not sure whether Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen or Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, one of them, they have written a book on this hadith, the explanation of this hadith, Hadith Jibreel. A great hadith to study. And The main point because of which Imam An-Nawawi rahmahullah has quoted this hadith in this chapter is Al-Ihsan. So Jibreel alayhi salam came in and he appeared in the form of a man and he asked the Prophet sallam certain questions. The first question was about Islam and then about Iman and then Ihsan. And these are the three levels. These are the three levels. The first one is Islam. And the higher than Islam is Iman. And then higher than Iman is Ihsan. And we should be trying our best to reach the highest level, Al-Ihsan, not to remain as a Muslim, simple Muslim only. The Muslim is the one who practices the five pillars of Islam. He never associates partner with Allah and he believes in Allah and he believes in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He established the five daily prayers. When the month of Ramadan comes, he fasts and he gives zakat and if he and she has the ability, they go and perform hajj. These are the pillars of Islam. And by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the person enters into the fold of Islam. And this is the basic level, very basic level. And this is the foundation. And once you have laid this foundation, you are required to build on this information. You are required to build on this foundation and get higher, achieve the higher rank, target, and you should have the goal to achieve, which is Iman. Don't remain on the bare minimum level, only on the foundation. Allah says in Surah Al-Hujurat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. There were some Bedouins who came and they accepted Islam and they started boasting themselves, saying, we have believed. Now we are believers. We are mu'min. Allah says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, inform them that you have not attained that level of Iman yet. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Yes, you can say that we have become Muslim. You have become Muslim. You have accepted Islam. But never claim that you have achieved the level of Iman yet. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman has not fully yet entered into your hearts. But it does not mean that Allah is not going to accept your acts of worship. Allah will continue. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. If you remain obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue rewarding you for your good deeds and your good actions. But you should be trying to raise yourself to the higher rank, which is Iman. And once you have reached that level, again, never stop on this. Try to reach the higher level, the highest level, which is Al-Ihsan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us in the Quran, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. O believers, have Ihsan. Try to attain Ihsan. Try to practice Ihsan. Try to demonstrate Ihsan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who have Ihsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to increase us in our iman and in our belief. And we ask Allah Dhul Jalali Quran that He gives us tawfiq to achieve the highest level, which is Al-Ihsan. And there is only one way to achieve this level, and that is to remain mindful of Allah and to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And particularly when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are standing before Allah Dhul Jalali Quran in your salah, when you are bowing down, and when you are prostrating before Allah Dhul Jalali Quran. Innahu sami'un qaribun mujib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Yes, Brother Dawood. Clap. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that if Imam forgets something in Salah, then the men who are praying behind the Imam, they should say Subhanallah. And if they are women, they should clap. Rather than saying Subhanallah, based on this hadith, the scholars have taken the evidence. They say clapping should be for women and should be left for women, not for men. But other scholars have said that this is particularly for salah, but generally it is better not to clap, especially for men not to clap. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, as he said, this ayah of the Surah Al-Hujurat, in order for you to enter into the fold of Islam, you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Okay? They say, if a non-Muslim wants to convert to Islam, although we ask them if they believe in Allah, in the divine books, in the messengers, everything, but do we ask them to say amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khairi wa sharri? We do not ask them. In order for them to enter into the fold of Islam, it is sufficient to say that they believed in Allah and they believe in the last messenger. That's it. The rest of the pillars of iman, okay, once they have very basic and minimum knowledge of it, it is acceptable and they can enter into the fold of Islam. And now, once they have entered into the fold of Islam, now they have to increase their knowledge about Allah, about the prophets, about the divine books, about the Qadr and everything. Once they increase their knowledge, then they will reach the next level, which is Iman. Okay? That is why we use the term Muslim and non-Muslim. Okay? And also the scholars have said, it is not appropriate to call every non-Muslim a disbeliever. Okay? Obviously, this is another discussion. And not every non-Muslim is a disbeliever. Simply because disbeliever would be if they have understood everything, if they have studied everything, and then they reject, then you can call them disbeliever. But they never enter into the fold of Islam yet. Okay? So, the simple example would be, let's say if someone is granted a visa to enter into this country, okay, what does the visa include? It's only simple stamp. Okay, once you have obtained that stamp, you are allowed to enter into the country. Okay, but it does not mean that as soon as you have landed and you have arrived here, you have become the citizen of this country. Becoming a citizen, you have to spend a number of years here. You have to contribute, you have to earn, you have to pay tax, this, that. And then after you have done this, then you can apply for the city. That is higher level. Okay? So this is just only one simple example. So you enter into the fold of Islam and then you need to continue practicing all those pillars of Islam, okay, while having strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and particularly believing in the last day. Okay, that is why we find in the ayat of the Quran and many hadith of Rasulullah sallam that he sallam has made the mention of belief in Allah and belief in the last day together. Okay, once you have a strong belief in these two, then it means that it is a sign that you have strong belief in other articles of iman as well. Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, what is confirmed is for the human beings. Allah alam, as far as I know, that the human beings, they will be the people of paradise, they will be granted this blessing of seeing Allah dhul jalal ikram. As for the angels, Allah alam, I can't remember any clear evidence, but there is possibility. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.